You were just listening to Sibia Castellana from 16th century Spain. Most of the music was anonymous, however, there were refrains by Juan de Triana, Alonso de Cordoba, and Cristobal de Morales. In our performance, we heard soprano Montserrat Figueras, who sang the song of Sibyl. She was joined by La Capella Real de Catalunya, conducted by Jordi Savall. Once again, that was Sibia Castellana, music from 16th century Spain.
If you dig jazz, if you relate to the blues,
I'm drinking tea and tea, I'm smoking dynamite. I hope some schoolboy start a fight.
And rhythm and blues. Listen to Serenade to a Cuckoo with me, host Jerry Gordon, every Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Thank you.
WPRB asks, can you imagine not being able to see clearly because you don't have glasses? That is the reality for many people with low incomes in other countries. Since 1932, New Eyes for the Needy has brought the gift of sight to millions of the less fortunate overseas by recycling your donations of used eyeglasses. Help New Eyes help others. Send your tax-deductible donation of eyeglasses, jewelry, or hearing aids to New Eyes for the Needy, Short Hills, New Jersey, 07078, or call area code 973-376-4903. And this has been a public service announcement from WPRB Princeton, community-supported independent radio. Well, I just want to remind you all of John Solomon's 25-hour holiday radio show. It begins at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, December 24th, and it lasts nonstop until 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Christmas Day. It all happens right here on WPRB 103.3 FM or online at www.wprb.com. For the 28th time, John Solomon will host a Christmas marathon program. There will be over 300, count them, 300 different holiday songs with zero repeats, plus an assortment of surprise guests throughout the program. Visit WPRB.com during the show for links to the online listener chat and studio webcam, both of which will be live during the show. Now, if you have a song you want to submit for this year's marathon, email John at John, that's J-O-N, at WPRB.com. That's J-O-N at WPRB.com. Once again, this is all about John Solomon's 25-hour holiday radio show. And it all begins at 5 p.m. this coming Saturday. Well, good morning. The time is 9:15 on Wednesday, December 21st, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host for this program, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you every Wednesday morning from 5:30 until 11. Just want to remind you that you can follow me on Twitter at Marvin Rosen. Today's program, totally devoted to early holiday music, is titled A Medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque Christmas. That was the motet, Hodie Nata Est Beata Maria, by the Italian nun and composer Raffaella Alleotti, who lived from 1575 until around 1646. In our performance, you heard members of Cappella Artemisia, conducted by Candace Smith, music by Raffaella Alleotti. Well, coming up during the next hour will be works by Heinrich Scheidemann and Alessandro Stradella. For now, though, let's go to music of English composer Robert White. He lived from around 1538 until 1574. During his career, he was organist and master of the choristers at Westminster Abbey. The great English composer Thomas Morley considered Robert White to be one of the greatest English composers and equal to the great Renaissance composer Orlando di Lasso. We listen now to Robert White's Magnificat as performed by Stile Antico, and this is from a Harmonia Mundi compact disc titled Puer Natus Est, Tudor Music for Advent and Christmas. Once again, we listen now to music of Robert White. This is his Magnificat.
Magnificat, anima mea Dominum,
That was the Magnificat by English composer Robert White, who lived from around 1538 until 1574. In our performance, you heard members of Stile Antico, music of Robert White. Well, we are going to move immediately now to a selection by the German organist and composer Heinrich Scheidemann, who lived from around 1595 until 1663, and was a student of the great Dutch organist and composer Jan Pieterszoon Sweelinck. Heinrich Scheidemann was the best-known composer for the organ in North Germany in the early to mid-17th century, and was an important forerunner of Dietrich Buxtehude and Johann Sebastian Bach. Well, we are going to listen now to the Magnificat on the seventh tone by Heinrich Scheidemann, as performed by Gail Archer on the Charles B. Fisk organ at Wellesley College.
Thank you.
That was the Magnificat on the seventh tone by the German organist and composer Heinrich Scheidemann, who lived from around 1595 until 1663. Gail Archer performed on the Charles B. Fisk organ at Wellesley College. I would like you to know that you can visit my website if you want more detailed information about any of the selections played today on Classical Discoveries. The address of my site is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist, as well as the MP3 audio sound files for today's program, will be posted on my website by this evening. Thank you so much for joining me, and we move on now to this.
Thank you.
That was the motet Angelus Gabriel Descendit by the Italian composer Ignazio Donati, who lived from around 1575 until 1638. In our performance, you heard vocalists Maria Cristina Kier, Catalina van Leitem, and John Elwes. They were joined by members of La Fenice, music by Ignazio Donati. But we stay with Italian music as we go to a cantata by Alessandro Stradella, who lived from 1639 until 1682. He enjoyed a wonderful career as a freelance composer, writing on commission and collaborating with distinguished poets. Altogether, Stradella composed about 300 works in a variety of genres. Alessandro Stradella was quite a character, though. He lived the life of a Don Juan and was actually stabbed to death. This is his Christmas cantata, Si apra al riso, as performed by La Stagione Frankfurt, conducted by Michael Schneider. Music of Alessandro Stradella.
Come on, come on, come on.